Next patient is Michael Mahoney. M-A-H-O-N-E-Y. Mahoney. Michael. M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 1-24-56. Date of visit 7-10-23. Please make a copy for Amy Zilkowski, PA. Amy, A-M-Y. Zilkowski, Z-I-L-C-O-S-K-Y. PA. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of snoring. Next paragraph, respiratory illness. This is a 67-year-old white male who is overweight. Had a polysomnogram done more than 10 years ago. He's been on a CPAP setup at 11 centimeter H2O pressure and has been mostly compliant with it. He, however, states the machine does not work as well. And has been recalled. The patient had gained weight. He had no chest pains. No leg or calf muscle pains, but he does have some joint pains with his extremities. He has gained weight over the past 6 months. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of COPD and history for diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension for over 30 years. He also had the left elbow replaced in the past and has been treated for DVT and pulmonary embolism. Next paragraph. Let's see. Oh, can you also mention the patient has restless leg syndrome? And next paragraph. Habits the patient never smoked. No significant alcohol. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of heart disease, father also had a heart attack. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has fatigue, no fever. No weight loss, no vertigo, no hoarseness, no nosebleeds. No urinary symptoms, flank pains, no joint pains, no muscle aches, no seizures, headaches. He has joint pains. And denies any memory loss, no skin rash. And the skin was dry and warm. Next medalist, allopurinol, 200 milligrams daily. Albuterol and Haldol 2 puffs QIPR and Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, physical exam. Next paragraph, physical exam. This next paragraph. History present illness. This is a 67-year-old male who has shortness of breath with exertion, has obstructive sleep apnea, and on CPAP setup at night. The patient had a recent chest X-ray. Uh, on 6/30/23. And the chest CT showed no acute abnormalities. There was stable indeterminate hepatic hypodensity. And she had a small hiatal hernia. Next paragraph. Other past history, there's no significant history for surgery. Next, allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Physical exam. System review. The patient has fatigue, no fever, no weight loss, no double vision or cataracts. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains. He has no chest or jaw pain, but has some palpitations. Denies any abdominal pains, nausea, melena. He has anxiety attacks or depression. He also has joint pains, muscle stiffness. He has numbness in the extremities and memory loss. Next, med list included Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, allopurinol 200 milligrams daily, rosuvastatin 10 milligrams a day, and Candice Sartan, one tablet daily. Next, physical exam. The objective, this is a elderly, obese white male is alert, and no acute distress, no pallor sign of the ictus, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 130/80, pulse is 84, patient's 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 268, saturation 97. HGND are non-cephalic, pupils reactive and equal, tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. The chest will diminish breath sounds, scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart sounds irregular, one on S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no megaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities. 1+ edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1. obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is exogenous obesity. Number three is chronic dyspnea. Number four is hypertension. Number five, diabetes mellitus. And next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. He was also advised to lose weight. Copy of his sleep study will be requested, and copy of his labs as well. He will be given a new CPAP set up at 11 centimeter water pressure and a ResMed CPAP machine was prescribed with a full face mask. A follow-up visit be arranged approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Follow-up visit in 6 weeks. Orally if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Amy Zilkowski, PA. Zilkowski. 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 Amy. PA. Thank you, Dr. Souza.